Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly Show, let's have some fun.
On a really crappy Wednesday. That sucked. Actually, it wasn't near as bad as people were making it out to be. Stay with me here. First and foremost, let's get out in front of this right now. Man, did I get that one wrong. By the time I signed off, I was thinking 40 was going to be too light. From what I understand from you, you were thinking the same, and we got it wrong. Why did we get it wrong? Why wasn't it a red tsunami? Why don't we have 10,000 seats in the House and Senate today? We're going to have a hard talk about that, and I want to explain something. We'll play you some things, and I'm going to get to some emails, and obviously it's going to be a big election recap night here on the show. There are going to be some things that are very, very hard to hear tonight, and there are going to be some things that are really, really wonderful to hear tonight. We are going to dig into some hard truths. Bottom line, we are going to dig into some hard truths. In case you're wondering, an update before we even get going on the show, because I never know how updated you happen to be at a time. This is where we happen to land at the moment. The Senate, totally up in the air. Looks like they've got 49 and we've got 49 and there are two that could go either way. So the Senate, let's call it 50-50. And it depends on which one you read. Some say we have 49 and they have 48. Okay, so let's just say Senate's even for now. Second, we're going to have the House. That's what it looks like. The conservative estimates I'm seeing say, well, we've got basically 220 locked up, 221 locked up, 222 locked up. They've got 206 locked up, and there are 10 toss-ups. So we're going to have the House. It's going to be a small lead, but it's going to be a lead in the House. Okay? Why is everyone so bummed out today? And believe me, I'm about to say some things that are going to bum you out. Look. It's all about expectations. I realize that. And I realize I set a bar high in my mind. You probably set a bar very high in your mind. Maybe I helped you set the bar too high. Obviously, I've got to own that. But yesterday morning, Joe Biden woke up and he had Nancy Pelosi as his Speaker of the House and they ran the Senate. Today, we woke up. And I realize there's still a chance they keep the House, but there's almost no chance. Today we woke up and Nancy Pelosi is officially on the clock for no longer being Speaker. We will own the speakership. And as the majority, we will not only control the speakership, we will control critical things like the Judiciary Committee that's going to be going after the FBI. Like, so we control all the committees. Remember, it's not just controlling the House. You get to be the big cheese on every single critical committee out there. I know it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't what you wanted. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it was. But man, we are better off today than we were yesterday. By a long shot. And I mean by a long shot, we are better off today than yesterday. That's one. Now, two. Let's have a very, very frank discussion with each other. And this is something I've been torturing myself over, but this is going to take a long time. All right. I can't guarantee I'm going to wrap this up in two segments. It may take me an hour to get through this. So just stay with me. All right. The country itself. You love the United States of America. You almost undoubtedly have an American flag and or American flag gear. Maybe you have a Trump flag in your yard, a DeSantis flag in your yard. You vote in every primary election. You've read the Constitution of the United States of America. You love America, the land of the free. When the national anthem comes on and you're at a football game on Friday night for the local high school, you still get a little misty at that land of the free line that always kind of gets me too. You love America. I'm the same way. Everything I just described, that's me. I love the country. I feel like I am the most blessed person in the history of the world to live here. And I've read so much about so many of the other crappy parts of this planet and crappy periods of time to live in. I'm just freaking blessed, man, to live here. So because of that, love gives you blinders, doesn't it? It does. I mean, you know the old saying, if the neighbor kid gets caught smoking the devil's lettuce, that's dirtball, turd. Get rid of that. I don't ever want to see you talking to that kid. If your kid gets caught, oh, I'm so mad at him. He's grounded for a week, but he's still a good boy. Love gives us all blinders. I have a huge blind spot that has now burned me twice, and maybe it's burned you. So I can only tell you what's going on inside of me. When COVID hit, and China started welding people inside of their homes, and then Italy started doing crazy things too, I actually thought to myself, I really did. I was borderline sure of it. Before the Fauci 15 days to slow the spread stuff, I actually thought to myself, man, how much would it suck to live in a country where they could just take away your rights like that? Man, I'm so glad we're going to show everybody how to really do it. I really had this thought. You're probably laughing right now. I'm laughing at my stupidity. I thought to myself, man, we're going to show it up. And then I remember hearing 15 days to slow the spread for the first time, that was the plan. They were going to try to lock people down and not let people go to work and just take away people's freedom. And I had this thought. I really did. I thought to myself, oh, boy, man, they're going to have a revolution on their hands. Americans would never stand for that. Never. But they did. A lot of them did. A lot of people, even on the right, stood for it and cheered for it. A lot of people on the left not only cheered for it, wanted more, and still want it. That was one of the most revealing moments of my life about how I view my fellow Americans. Let's go to last night. The red wave, the red tsunami. I sure saw it coming. Maybe you saw it coming. I saw it clear as day. And it's not like I thought America had moved into the Jesse Kelly Show right-winger anti-communist realm, but just on basic finances, right? Just on look, even the commies got to eat. Even the commies go to the grocery store. And I convinced myself America would be so sick of these prices, so sick of the assaults and rapes and murders destroying American cities. I convinced myself that Democrat after Democrat after Democrat would probably secretly but go over and pencil in a Republican ticket. Hey, we got to save New York City, right? I convinced myself of it all the way. America has had enough. We don't want any more crime and inflation and gas prices. I convinced myself of it. But here's the truth. And I can't promise you I'm never going to miss one again. I'm sure I will miss several. Even the Oracle misses some, Chris. Here's the truth. The truth is, this country isn't near as red as you want it to be. It's not near as red as I want it to be. It's really that simple. Because you love the country and your freedoms and the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and the founders and gosh, a free country and how amazing is it? We love that so much that we put that onto other people. And here's the honest truth and the hard truth. And we're going to look, this is going to be hard for a little bit. Don't worry. At the end, there's a bunch of good news you're not realizing out there, a bunch of good news. But the truth is, because of, well, everything I'm about to lay out, this country is now filled with people, millions and millions of them, who don't value freedom at all. They don't treasure it. In fact, they value tyranny. Have you seen the polling of Democrats in the United States of America? The numbers are north of 60% who want more socialism. They actually put the word in there, socialism, over 60%. Do you remember the night I read you the COVID numbers for Democrats? The percentages of them who wanted you jailed for not getting a vaccine, wanted your kids taken away from you? It is time to grow up and wake up and realize you are surrounded in gigantic pockets, big ones, by people who don't value you, who don't value freedom at all. You thought I was being over the top when I said communists? You are sorely mistaken. Sorely mistaken. All right. Now, do something for me real quick. Preborn. I want you to go donate $28 tonight. It's a good night to do it. Lick your wounds and go to Preborn. Go to Preborn, preborn.com/Jesse, and buy a scared young woman an ultrasound. Your $28 is not going down the drain. It's not going for random things. They are going after these abortion clinics who are preying on these scared, confused young women, and $28 buys an ultrasound. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. That's preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250 and say baby. Go now.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday night, and here's a quick reminder for you. Couple things. One, I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be traveling, but I will be back in the chair on Friday for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions in now to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Before I continue our journey about last night and where we're at as a nation and what it means. And we are going to talk Trump. We're going to talk DeSantis. We're going to talk good news. We have a lot of things to go through tonight. I should address this one right off the bat. Dr. J, I think you should do a Hulk Hogan stash regardless of tonight's results. Remember, I very stupidly thought that we were going to win 40-plus seats, and if we did not, I said I was going to shave in a mustache. I am in Nashville still. It's my last night here. When I get back tomorrow, the mustache is being shaved in. It will be debuted either tomorrow or the next day. I am a man of my word. The wife, not happy at all. And she may have even suggested I stay here until it grows back in. but I'll continue to be a man of my word. Now, I want to bring up something because I was going over why. How could that happen? How we have a country now where gigantic portions of it, they hate freedom and they want communism. Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer is not only a wretched tyrant, her COVID policies were responsible, just like Andrew Cuomo in New York City, her COVID policies were responsible for murdering thousands of seniors in Michigan. And she locked them down and she think about this, locking down schools, locking down society, not just what it means for businesses and old people, that's mass child abuse from the chief executive of the state after 2 years of that. 2 years. Gretchen Whitmer is up for re-election, and over 500,000 Michiganers ran to the polls and said, hey, I want more of that. I got an email here. Jesse, this country's a mess. Why do people want to continue the mess? I don't get it. In Massachusetts, the power bills increased 64%, and my neighbors all voted for Mara Healey for governor, the woman who approved the increase and promises more. What gives? Here's what gives. You love your country, and you want to be surrounded by Americans, land of the free, and waving the flag, and woohoo, I love this place. But you are not if you were in some of these areas, and some of these areas are so precious to you and precious to me that it hurts. What? Pennsylvania elected a cucumber as its senator. He's not a functional adult. He is brain damaged. They elected a brain-damaged person who can't speak as their next senator. I grew up going to Pennsylvania all the time. My grandpa was there, Amish country. We were always in Pittsburgh. We were out in Amish country. We were Pennsylvania, that's my people right there. Pennsylvania's gone. Michigan, 2 years of the most wretched tyranny, really, I mean, it's equal to what they're doing in China, what they did in these states like Michigan and New York and others. 2 years of that, and the people ran to the polls and said, please, give me more. I want more. There are huge pockets of this nation that are gone. They are. And no, that's heavy. They're gone. Now, let's address the why before we address the Trump situation and the heavy D situation. What do we do from here and what the plan is and the good news? And this, let's address the why. We talk a lot about the system, right? But let's address something specifically. Remember, institutions, your cultural institutions, they are what holds up your nation. They are what forms your nation. Because what are institutions? They're the places people look to for influence. That's what they are. People look to institutions for influence. You put your child into a school because you want the school system, the education system of your society. You want it to teach your child basic things. You want your child to come out of that school knowledgeable about something. And so you send them to that school to gain knowledge because they will gain knowledge. What if we've been sending children to school for decades in this country and the knowledge they're gaining is that America sucks? America's terrible. America's putrid. Capitalism sucks. America's just racism, slavery. That's all America sucks. But it's more than just education. The communist, because he took over education, eventually worked his way up to where we are now. Wrap your mind around the fact that I used to sit down as a child if my mother, I'm not even that old, I'm 41. As a child, my old man was at work, and if I had gotten all my chores done, sometimes my mother would let me watch TV during the day, and I would sit down, and I would watch things like Nick Jr., and I'd watch old black and white Andy Griffith shows. I could still whistle the whole tune. I'm not going to try it right now, don't do that. Anyway, if your child sits down right now and watches Nick Jr., they have a drag queen sitting there twerking in their face. How did we get here? We're going to continue to lay this out, and we're going to lay out where we are tonight. We're going to have, look, it's going to be a hard talk, but it's just you and me, right? It's just you, but we're all licking our wounds today. We're going to lick them together. Man, I wish I had that Kamala laugh. All right, I don't have the Kamala laugh, but I do have a great deal on some shrimp. I mean, that's worth something. I told you last night, I eat to comfort myself. You know how I just generally prefer white trash foods because I'm white trash? Do you know what I'm doing by myself tonight when I get off the air here in Nashville? By myself, I'm going to a steakhouse and getting a steak. I never do that. I'm not going to spend that kind of money. I'm not going to spend it. Tonight I am. And you know what it is? It's a comfort steak. When I tell you go make yourself some shrimp, you'll feel better. I promise you will. Plus, it's not dirty communist shrimp. 95% of the shrimp you eat in restaurants and your grocery store comes from overseas, and almost all of them are communist countries. Biloxi shrimp, comes from America, right here in America. Mississippi Gulf shrimp from American shrimpers, American shrimp boats. I hung out with these people last night. They're just the most wonderful freaking people. They are you. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo Jesse.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, walking through what's going on, what happened, what went wrong, what went right. We're going to talk Trump, Heavy D. It's going to be a long night. I do want to keep you updated on a couple things. Maybe you're still thinking, oh, Arizona's lost. No, actually, I'm talking to people on the ground that I know on the ground in Arizona. Carrie Lake is looking better and better. If I was betting, I would bet she's going to win at this point in time. It's a really screwed up state the way they get the votes in. Just hang on. And Blake Masters, the guy we're pulling hard for, has a great chance to win. Remember, not all bad news. Lee Zeldin, he's not governor of New York. Crap, that's what we always wanted, right? That was the thing. I was thinking that was a chance. No, he didn't. But he got a bunch of other Republicans elected in New York. Republicans swept Long Island. Just swept it. Gone. It's good. There's good things still happening out there. All is not lost. Today was, a lot of people acted like today is the end of the world. It's not. Now, it is the end of America, and I'm laying that out for you, but that doesn't mean it's the end of your world or my world. It's the end of America as a 50-nation state, which it's not anymore. It's not, and I'm going into that right now. We lost the cultural institutions. The cultural institutions will determine what a huge chunk of your society looks like. Wrap your mind. You know what? Actually, yes, Chris, this is a great time. Go ahead, play some Yuri, please.
Ideological subversion is the slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivnye meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it.
Why would they do this? I'm in Massachusetts. They just raised our power bill 64%. Why would they go vote for the person?
You just heard why. You don't like thinking that you're surrounded by these people, but you are. All right, a couple good things here before we get back into that. Arizona, like I said, too early to call. Nevada, we still got a shot at the governor's race there. Oregon, we still got a shot at the governor's race there. Alaska, still got a shot at the governor's race there. This is not some horrible beating we took last night. But we did see something last night, something critical that's going to be hard to hear and hard to accept. Nevertheless, we must. We are not a 50-state nation anymore. And we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be. You know, we go to our 100-person village all the time. Does it make things easier to understand? Let's go to our 100-person village. The only reason you and I would both move into a 100-person village is what? If we share some basic values? If I'm a Pueblo Indian and I want to live pretty peacefully, you know, I just want to kind of live peacefully. I want a farm and things like that, like they did. Very cool people. And you're an Aztec and you prefer human sacrifice in war at all times. We shouldn't be part of the same 100-person tribe because we don't share values. All we're going to do is fight. That's it. You'll probably end up eating me. We don't share values. There's only a reason for a nation to be a nation if there are values that tie everyone together. Doesn't mean everyone's the same. You can have different political parties and different views and different that, but you must have some sort of shared value. We have none of those now because of decade after decade after decade of communist subversion in our institutions, teaching people that everything sucks. I brought up Nick Jr. before the break. Nick Jr., that's a small thing. Maybe it was your pediatrician. Pediatricians, you're a parent. I am a parent. I've had to be in pediatrician's office with my boys before. Sick, you're worried, what's going on? Pediatricians across the United States of America are still trying to give your 10-year-old a shot that might give him a heart attack. You want to talk about losing your institutions? We don't have the doctors anymore. So as a result, here's what we do have. We have two different countries. And it's really, this makes our situation sticky, but believe me, we're getting some good news. We'll talk Trump and Heavy D and all this stuff, and I have hard things and good things to say about that. But hard news, the blue pockets of areas where so many wonderful people live, they now own the state. Like, if you look at a map of Pennsylvania, like I said, everyone's making fun of Pennsylvania because they elected a cucumber. If you go look at that map, It's just the east side. And yeah, there are a couple things. There's like one in the west and a couple in the south. But Pennsylvania, if you were standing back from it, and like me, if I'm not wearing my glasses, you would say, oh, nice, red state. It's just red. It's all the people there. And I know there are many listening right now. There are people. They're your people. But they can't win elections. And now I want to pause here for just a moment because we are making a huge mistake on the right. And I've seen this for 24 hours. And it needs to stop, and it needs to stop right now. I've seen people say this. Fraud? Yeah, well, just get rid of the fraud. Well, why can't we do it? Well, let's get rid of the fraud, and then we'll fix it. Okay. Well, I agree. We should get rid of the fraud. Democrats cheat. How are you going to do that in a blue state, champ? We need to get rid of the fraud in Michigan. Not only did Michiganders go vote for Gretchen Whitmer, they handed her the state house and Senate. Who's going to get rid of the fraud? If fraud is in your blue state, it's there for good. Because they made sure it was there for good. And I'm going to expand on that just a little bit more in a second as we walk our way through what happened and where we're at as a country and where we're going and everything else. Now, one thing we do have to understand. Now is not the time. Now, you could be sad today, man. You could be bummed today. Be sad for a few days. You could, if it didn't go your way, your candidate lost, be sad. But we have to get up and we have to keep fighting. Because as I will explain in just a little bit, there's so much to still fight for in this country. And we're not going to do it if we're a bunch of low-team weenies, are we, fellas? Fellas, not your fault. You shower in estrogen, guys. It's not your fault. It wasn't always this way. Chalk, natural herbal supplements. Again, natural herbal supplements, not Pfizer filth. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Naturally? What? Ladies, a female vitality stack. Be down today, be down tomorrow, but you're going to have to get back up on your feet and get back in the game. We have to be strong to do it. Go get a subscription for Chalk. Because the subscriptions are 35% off. I mean, that's such a huge savings. Don't do some one-time buy and spend a bunch of money. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but get a subscription. You cancel it anytime. If it doesn't do what I tell you, cancel it. It will. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, get a subscription. All right. Now, the fraud thing. So what do we do? Because it doesn't do us any good. Well, we need to fix the fraud, so what do we do? I'll tell you in a sec.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that I will not be here tomorrow. I'm sorry, I got to travel, but I will be back in the chair on Friday for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now. Ask me anything. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I'm going to play you a couple clips from Biden today as we continue our walk through what happened, why it happened, where we're going. Chris, do me a flavor. Do me a favor. Play me cut 20.
Now, I've been given a list of 10 people that I'm supposed to call on, and you're all supposed to ask me one question, but I'm sure you'll ask me more. And so let me start off with a list I've been given. Zeke Miller, Associated Press.
The American people went out yesterday, and they didn't repudiate that at all. Not at all. Chris, do me a favor. Cut 21. Go.
Mr. President, do you think Elon Musk is a threat to U.S. national security? And should the U.S., and with the tools you have, investigate his joint acquisition of Twitter with foreign governments, which include the Saudis?
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. And But that's all I'll say.
2 years of that. The American people went out last night, did not repudiate it. Remember Afghanistan? 13 dead. Talked about it last night. Checking his watch. Checking his watch. Just spitting in the face of the parents. The American people went out last night and didn't repudiate that. Now, before we are going to get into all the Trump stuff, because he's all the talk today, and everyone, a bunch of people are blaming Trump, a bunch of people are not blaming Trump, a bunch of people are talking heavy D. Is he the new guy? But I want to finish up on the voter fraud stuff. It's fraud. We got to fix the fraud. No, man, brother, listen to me. I would love to fix the fraud. Come on. 25% of the machines go down in Maricopa County. Come on. The stuff I could read you right now, the emails, people, well, here's a little sample for me. Hi, Jesse, I live in San Diego, and when I went in to vote, I had a driver's license in my hand, tried to show it to the poll worker. She turned her head away from me and practically screamed at me, "Put that away." I said I thought they would want a CID in order for me to vote, and she was appalled I would suggest such a thing. I asked her how she knows it's me actually voting, and she said they matched the signature. I find that hard to believe because they have me sign with my finger on a screen. I don't know about you, my finger on a screen looks different than the one I can use with a pen and a paper. Why do you think I have an email inbox full of these stories? Do you think this is some kind of an accident? You know exactly why. And I don't know why people push back. Oh, well, there's no fraud. They don't cheat. The national public plank of the Democratic Party is you shouldn't have to show a government ID to vote. What possible reason could they have for that other than they want to cheat? Of course they want to cheat. They've been cheating forever. But what I'm saying is we can't do this thing that said we just got to fix the fraud, fix the cheating. Okay. Who's going to do that? Think they're meeting right now? Think there's an emergency meeting in the city of Philadelphia right now? Hey, guys, all hands on deck. Hey, make sure, grab that George Soros DA. We want him on this. We want our dirtball mayor, our dirtball city council members. Hey, guys, we got to fix the cheating, guys. I don't have to do a breaking news thing for you. That meeting's not happening right now. Democrats have been finding ways around election rules for a long time. Courtesy of coronavirus, we handed them their finishing school. That's what COVID was for Democrats in elections. It was their finishing school. They painted their masterpiece. And not only did they do it, they took so many of the COVID things that were in place that allowed them to do it, and they cemented them in place by law. Now, it's just the way it goes. So yes, I want clean elections, and you want clean elections, and I'm not insulting you for being worried about it, but I'm saying fix the fraud. It's not a strategy, not at all. I've had people come to me and say, "Well, we need to cheat too." Look, I'll give you credit for this. At least that's a strategy. Fix the fraud is not a strategy. That's not. That would be like looking at North Korea and say, close the concentration camps. That's all we need to do. Okay. How are you going to do that, Chief? That's not a solution. So what is the solution? Well, I'm going to go into that here in just a second. And then we're going to deal with all the Trump heavy D stuff because, boy, things are a-moving out there badly. Now, I do want to read this email before I get to this. Jesse, I'm seriously trying to keep from losing it completely. You've got to be thinking the same thing. There's no way without cheating. We're in serious trouble. We are. But I am going to present you with some solutions, all right? Well, really one big one, but some solutions. Before we get to that, no matter where you are in this country, the crime problem will get worse from now on. It's not only because of Democrat-run cities. It's because of inflation. It's because of the coming economic hard times. It's because of, sadly, the drug problem in this country, the mental instability. It's inevitable. You need to be aware. I'm a big dude. I'm walking downtown Nashville last night in the dark. My phone was in my pocket, and it wasn't even a bad part of town. And I'm looking around because I'm more aware now. And you need to carry something on you at all times that will allow you to protect yourself. And your loved ones. Get a hero gun. It is a non-lethal gun. So even that, I don't like guns, aunt of yours, she will carry it too. No, it's not even lethal. This is, shoots pepper balls. They won't kill them. Oh, it shoots them 100 miles per hour, and when it hits them, it'll hurt. And then they'll get engulfed in this pepper cloud that's just debilitating, but they're going to live. They'll be fine. Don't need a concealed carry permit. Anybody can use it. It has a laser sight. You point and squeeze. I mean, if you've never held a gun in your life, you could pick up this thing and hit a target. You point and squeeze. That's it. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Before I get to my little story today, I want to do a couple more of these because my email inbox was full of it. So, look, you're feeling how I'm feeling. Jesse, I'm at a loss for election integrity. Either our population is stupid or evil. Which is it? Well, a lot of them are evil. A lot of them are stupid. But keep in mind, that's intentional. That has been intentionally done to our people by the communists who infiltrated our education system, as Yuri Bezmenov, the former KGB spy, just laid out for you. Do you want to know how who voted Republican last night? Married men voted Republican by 20 points. Married women voted Republican by 14 points. Unmarried men broke Republican by 7 points. Unmarried women voted Democrat by 37 points. Yes, Chris, cat ladies. Yeah. You got a bunch of people who are stupid and evil. And then you know why they voted that way. It was abortion. All right. Now, I'll tell you about something that happened to me today. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.